Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so the big news about Travis Kelce is that he's officially bought a mansion in Kansas City, a $6 million mansion.
Oh, that's it?
That's all.
Oh, I thought you was about to say he shaved his mustache or something crazy.
No, bought a new mansion. Some people are saying it's for more privacy, but I don't think he just bought a mansion yesterday out of nowhere, right after he met Taylor. It's probably been in the works for a minute.
He's been house shopping for sure.
Although I guess if you're that rich, you could just turn to your realtor and go, you know what? I got a new girl. We want some privacy. Could you find a house quick?
Honestly, no, that's also feasible.
You really could, actually.
Yeah, really could.
And in Kansas City, it's not like everybody's throwing $6 million at a house, so it's not like you're in a bidding war.
There might be one or two on the market that you could get easily if you got the bread.
Kind of. It's probably like when Giannis buys a house around here. Like, who's outbidding him?
Not many people.
Nobody is.
Yo.
But now he's got a new house in Kansas City, and it was around $6 million. So more secluded than his old house, they said, because he had one before, but this seems to have a lot more security. A gated community, and he's going to need that now that he's dating Taylor.
Well, I mean, now that he's bought their forever home, they can start planning the rest of their life together. You know what I'm saying?
Who would have thought Taylor'd end up in Kansas City?
Not I.
Kansas City Public Schools. Here come Taylor Swift's kids. Who would have thought?
You think they're going to public school? No.
I don't know. Probably not. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. I'm so excited because it is 1 year later and my morning is much different and I can't wait to talk about it next.
I feel like you're glowing about it too.
Now that I'm thinking about it and I'm reflecting, I want to talk about the big anniversary today on the show because I'm really, really started thinking about what my life was like last year and it was a lot different.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about it next.
And now we're here,
and everything's great. So, coming up next, we're going to talk about the big 1 year anniversary I'm having today on the show. And don't forget Jonas Brothers tickets coming up 7:45 this morning. All right, 103.7 KISS FM. Wow, I just blew my own mind with something I wrote down.
What was it? Hold on.
You ever surprise yourself with your own words?
Mm-hmm. All the time, every day.
I said last year I was up really early, getting ready and excited for the future.
Yeah.
Well, the future's here. I'm like, whoa.
The future is now.
Have a moment. Like last year at this time, it was 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whatever time. It was early though.
It was early in the morning and I was up showering and getting ready to go have my surgery at Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa.
Wepa!
I had to be there in time, and the next thing I know, I was at the clinic and I had the surgery at Allume in Waukesha, and the next thing I know, I was being carted out at the end of the night. And here we are a year later.
Wow.
So today marks 1 year. It was October 19th, 2022, when I went in for my surgery. I got tummy tuck, arm lift, breast augmentation, and lift. There's two things, not one.
Separate. Oh, got it.
They're together, but they're, it's not just, it was either a lift and an aug or both. You can lift your boobs. Or you can lift them and put an implant in.
Got it.
And I did both. Yes, because I had little babies. So I added more to them. So today marks a year, and I was just putting up on social media, I was excited for the future. And now the future's here, DZ. Here we are.
Happy anniversary.
I can't really process that it's been a year.
Congratulations. Where's the party?
I don't know. The party's nowhere. I don't know what else to say other than I don't think think I thought much about what it would be like in a year.
Yeah.
I just kind of was excited for the change. And it's wild how much how different my life is, how different my summer was.
Right.
The clothes I wear, the swimsuits I wear, the comfort I have. I even just showed you, DZ, as I was going through old pictures.
Yep.
I showed you a picture of my belly button before the surgery.
Before, yeah. And the drastic change that was made.
It was infected all the time.
Yeah.
Because I had so much skin. I lost 150 pounds. If you don't know this, people, I lost 150 pounds 5 years ago because I met someone yesterday who had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. They knew. They were like, oh, you got a boob job. I'm like, yeah, but I also lost 150 pounds.
Really? And they didn't know?
They were like oblivious. And what? I was like, you don't know the whole story, do you?
Some people live under very big rocks, I guess.
So I lost all that weight, kept it off, and then finally a year ago got serious about having skin removal because you do it and then you think, well, that's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to actually get skin removal. I'm going to lose all this weight, but it's just going to be there. But I did it, and I have zero regrets now. I'm in the final stages of my healing process. My stomach still gets a little tight at times.
Are you still here? So I got a few questions that I've been just kind of like thinking about and stewing
you
on.
You and anyone else can ask me anything. I will answer anything.
Well, see, how far do I take it back? Let's just touch back to my last question.
Yeah.
Do you still genuinely feel like pain in any areas from when you had surgery? Or what do you mean by still healing?
It's tight. It means that it's very tight. You know when like you have a scar somewhere or maybe they cut you open?
Uh-huh. I've never had a surgery, G. Like,
never?
I'll knock on wood. I've never had a
surgery. Wow.
I've only had like an endoscopy once.
Oh,
and
I'm
that
like
was
a professional.
I broke my hand in college and that was it. Like, I don't do hospitals. I don't do doctors.
I've
been
under
I don't
more than
to.
Dead people. I mean, like, I have been through some surgeries, so I got you.
So you're still healing, but it's not painful.
No, like, I feel like my arms and my boobs are pretty done, but my stomach is still a little tight at times, but that's normal.
Okay,
nobody would know that. Nobody would, I haven't been in pain at all, honestly. Mm-hmm. I took my pain meds for the first 2 weeks after the surgery, and that was it. And then I went off them, and I was fine.
You were good.
You move slow, but I don't remember being in pain. It hurts, hurt is not the word.
Soreness.
Uncomfortable to cough, because you just had a tummy tuck,
and incisions.
They will re-sew your, it's like a C-section for a lot of people.
Yep.
So the coughing and sneezing
hurt.
Was a little challenging after, but I don't know if uncomfortable was more of a word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two more questions, if you don't mind.
I don't care about it. And like I said, anyone can text or call 1-414-533-1037, whatever you want to ask. I'll answer anything about it.
Are you an open book, especially when it comes to this?
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so.
What do you want to know?
Now I want to take you back to that 1 year ago, right? You wake up, you're getting ready.
I was showering this morning, and then my friend was coming to pick me up to take me to a loom.
How nervous or anxious, or were you just ready, prepared? Like, what were your initial thoughts? Like, how ready were you to get there and just do it?
I was ready.
Yeah?
Like, I was ready to go in, because once they put the IV in and you get the drugs, you don't know what's going on. That's why I don't care. Surgery doesn't freak me out, because you're under.
Oof.
You don't know what's going on.
That's the part that freaks me out.
I know. That's what freaks a lot of people out, but that's why I'm like, it's not like you're awake.
Yeah.
It's not like you know what's going on, you know?
Oof. Mm.
It's amazing. So I didn't feel nervous really about that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And then how soon did you start planning outfits after the surgery? That's my last question.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I really got comfortable until the end of summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was still kind of getting used to wearing a bikini and things like that. I was still self-conscious about some of that.
New body, who this?
Yeah.
Ah.
But it's not like you just jump out and go, here, everybody. I think I've really grown into it. I've had to learn and get comfortable with it, you know?
Yeah.
And like what I want to wear and what I'm comfortable wearing and how much I'm showing and things like that.
Yeah, because I don't know how comfortable I'd be. You know, I think that psychologically, I would never feel different.
Psychologically, I still feel like a big girl.
Yes. Mentally, I will always feel like a big boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Okay.
Isn't that wild?
I lied.
I love your questions. Go on.
I lied. I got one more question.
What's up?
Would you do another surgery? And if so, what would you do?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would. The only thing really left, though, is my legs.
Like,
my thighs, basically. basically, because, well, there's things about my butt and legs mm-hmm. that have a lot of skin, mm-hmm. but it's not that simple. You don't just go chop off part of the skin on your butt. You can't really do that. That's not really the way it works.
It's not the way it works.
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
You would probably have to, when I was talking to my doctor, more move things around. Almost. It's hard
like
to
transfers.
Explain.
Transfers.
Like some of the side stuff to the back.
Yeah. maybe a little BBL action. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely skin, and I know people that have done a thigh lift.
What?
But that's the hardest.
A thigh lift?
That's the hardest.
Oh, you just blew my mind.
There's a lot of skin. I got a rash. I mean, I got a rash on my thigh right after I lost weight. If you mm-hmm. get enough skin, you know what I mean? I haven't had that issue now, but I'm telling you.
Man, big things.
I know a girl that did it, and that's the hardest because, you know, you got to move, but yet your thighs are, yeah.
Oh, who you telling about? Hey, man, yeah. Big boy's thighs over here be chafing. You don't got to tell me nothing.
Somebody
I get it.
Texted in and said, I also lost 160 pounds and feel like I need skin removal, but I'm scared for the pain. The pain was never a concern of mine. It was more just how much I was doing at once.
Yeah.
Even my doctor, Dr. Corcus, was like, whew, I knew I couldn't mess you up, Allie, because you were going to tell everybody if I did.
Doc, nervous.
You're right, Doc. I sure am. No, it was. They did a phenomenal job. Like, my healing has been phenomenal, mm-hmm. and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. I did it right in Waukesha because they have a surgery center right there.
Oh,
you can do it in Glendale too. Now they have one in Franklin that's more Botox and stuff. But I'm at a year today.
That's
one
crazy.
Year since my skin removal surgery. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it's been a year. I cannot believe it.
Man, no, shout out to you. Shout out to Allume. But honestly, more shout out to you for going through with it. Because they wouldn't have done it without you saying, yes, I want to.
Yeah, but
they
made me feel comfortable. They're not the only place I looked.
Right.
I looked around.
Yeah.
I had no doubt. When I went to Allume, it was like, this is it. You just know.
But that's a leap. And that's mm-hmm. it's not an easy or quick decision to mm-hmm. make. Like, and you have to go through the right process and make yourself comfortable first.
Yeah.
Ooh, big
There's
ups.
Only so many plastic surgeons in the area. So you got to be careful what mm-hmm. you're doing. All right, I can see the phones ringing, so if people want to talk, we'll talk next. I can't believe it's been a year. Unbelievable. A year ago today, I was up early getting ready for my surgery at Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and then I don't think anybody really believed that I was going to be this transparent about everything, but the hell I wasn't. Of course I was.
Right. No, that's a big thing to do and a lot of things to talk about, but mm-hmm. when you're you, come on now.
Well, and I always wished I had someone to watch to know more.
Yeah.
And so if I can be that for some women who are curious or want to know more, or men who have, because I know a guy that lost a ton of weight that had skin removal at Allume.
I know.
And he's killing it now. He's doing great. But they told me weight loss patients are the best because we appreciate it the most because we've worked so hard, right,
well,
to
you,
get there.
They understand the work that you guys have put in and want you guys to feel how you now look mm-hmm. under what you've already gone through.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like, mm-hmm. you already put in that work. You lost all the weight and the only thing left is this uncontrollable fact that you had extra skin or you mm-hmm. had a body modification that now made you feel some type of way,
yeah.
but you looked a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
They want to help with that. Allume yep. did that.
That's right. Cosmetic surgery. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing.
I ain't hating on it. What y'all got for bags under the eyes? I need you. Help me out.
Let me send you to the med spa.
Bet.
Let's go to Angie in Lake Geneva this morning. Pull up her theme song. Angie, good morning. How's it going, girlfriend?
It's going.
Nice.
Yep.
One year.
I wanted to say congratulations on your year.
Thank you. It's
not easy to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize you had implants. You look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Ooh,
I'm
awesome.
Grabbing them like you can see them right now, but you can't.
I do that too. I have implants too, but mine is a different reason.
I know you have breast cancer. Yeah.
Stage 4 breast cancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that how much they do reconstructive and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had expanders in, so I had quite a few surgeries before they put them in.
That's tough. Yep. That's really painful stuff.
But I did it. I got through, and I'm mm-hmm. still here for some reason. I don't know. But
what do you mean for some reason? Because we need you on as our regular.
Hey, you don't have to know the reason, but just know it's very important, okay?
You're here.
Thank you.
It is. It's very important. It is what you said too, Allie, is to inform other people and to know, let them know what they're going to be expecting and go through.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yep. So woo-hoo. I do it all over again. Well, you go, girl. Angie, it's good to hear from you.
Bye.
Love you too. Somebody texted in and said, hi there. How did you lose the weight? Did you have surgery, a trainer? There's so many people that don't know my whole story.
I lost it
by changing my food. I went keto and I'm still pretty much low carb. I don't think I'm really still keto.
You wouldn't consider yourself keto anymore?
I don't think I'm in ketosis, if you know what that means.
That's true.
I would be more low carb, but I definitely don't mess with sugars for the most part. I eat meat, vegetables, cheese.
Well, and what people don't realize is that's what it is. Like, you get rid of the sugars and you get rid of the carbs, of course, because carbs carry sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The balance of the two. And when you go keto, you get all of that out of your system. You flip your body's processing system, basically.
Yeah. I was out last night having sushi.
Ooh, yum.
And I don't eat rice.
Oh, wait,
They didn't know that. So I'm like, well, I'll have sashimi. And so that's what I had. But there's so many things where I stick to it. So that's how I lost the weight. And I do have a trainer at the Princeton Club, but that's just to tone and feel good. That's more for my mental health at this point. Yeah.
Maintenance and feel good. Mm-hmm. You want to continue to progress in your advancements, right?
But I will say I lost all the weight before I started working out. Just so you know, it was all food, people.
Oh,
it was all food.
I don't think I knew that.
It was all food.
I thought you were working out strictly too. No, so you didn't do much working out.
I didn't count one calorie, man.
Wow.
Not one calorie. I swear to God. So I lost the weight. I took a year. I lost 150 pounds. That was from 2018 to 2019. Then in 2019, that was when the weight was off. Then I started working out. Because I had skin and I went, oh no, I need to tone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's where the training came in.
Got it.
And then I realized how good I felt just from working out. It had nothing to do with what I look like anymore. It just had to do with my mental health at that point and how good I feel.
Well, I guess it does go to show that. And you don't know everything, too, because I didn't know that you didn't do any working out.
No,
it was just dietary modifications.
Every pound I lost was from changing my diet.
You go, girl. For real. You go, girl.
Thank you. Okay, Kelly's in Sussex. Let's pull her up. Hey, Kelly.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. I just want to say congratulations because I first met you when you were in the beginning stages of looking at consultations for skin loss.
Removal.
Been there from the beginning.
Yeah, because Kelly, too, had a tummy tuck.
Oh, really?
And a breast lift. Sorry, Kelly. I don't know if you mind me telling everybody that, but... She went after me.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. So you guys, look at you guys. You guys are beacons for the next people.
Well, I went with her to one of her appointments.
Oh,
to see how she was healing. I was like, show me everything. Show me your boobs.
Oh, the
nice
beacon.
Because I could ask Allie questions, and she was able to help me walk through the process.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's actually true. That's true. Yeah. So Kelly gets it. I was there to be like, she wanted to know, I told her.
Yeah. Well, so Kelly, when do you come up on a year? Because if you did it, I mean, recently after Allie, you got to be on a couple months from it too.
Yeah, the end of January.
That's your anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah. That's your anniversary. But it's interesting.
Kelly is such an inspiration to so many people.
Oh,
with this.
Thanks.
That part.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, Kelly. Thank you to Lori in Cedarburg. I see your text coming in. Congrats on the gear. Some people just starting a little bit of movement will help with getting them motivated. That's true. Yeah. Every little bit. It's baby steps.
Every little bit counts.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for your support. I appreciate it. 103.7 KISS FM. Treat Yourself Thursday, all brought to you by Wendy's. Because I don't know if you know this, Wendy's has a new loaded nacho cheeseburger.
Do I know this? I've had it already.
Yum. So it is Treat Yourself Thursday, where we talk about food news. And I wanted to bring up, since it is, well, Halloween and 11 days?
Stop counting
12
down.
12 days?
Just stop counting down.
Oh, my God.
Just stop.
Oh, my God.
It's
Every
coming.
Every time I say it, I get upset. I'm
We're
like,
losing.
Really? Well, they came up with the most popular pumpkin spice food in every state.
Oh my Lord.
Because, it's different state to state.
Of course it is. Why would it be the same across the board?
I don't know what I thought I was going to get from Wisconsin, but it wasn't what I got.
Wait, what did we get?
What do you think the most popular, it could be cakes, donuts, rolls, pie, pudding, Oreos. I mean, it could be any pumpkin spice, Cheerios.
Oh, it could be anything.
Any pumpkin spice food. Huh. What do you think?
For us? For Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, you're living in the wrong state because in the state of Georgia, pumpkin spice empanadas came up and you love an empanada.
Wait,
it sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh, ew.
What the hell?
Ew.
That was not what Wisconsin picked. But Arizona, pumpkin spice spam, you weirdos. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I think I know what we picked.
What do you think we picked?
We picked pumpkin spice beer.
Oh, we should have.
We didn't. Missed opportunity, Wisconsin.
It is, though. They have pumpkin spice dump cake as our number one food for pumpkin spice in Wisconsin.
What?
I'm good.
A pumpkin spice what cake?
Yeah, and then how come Minnesota gets tacos? This is so unfair. Michigan got pudding. I think this is fixed.
Well, listen.
Who voted?
The list is trash to begin with.
It's
just
garbage.
Pumpkin spice anything.
You know what? Take it back.
I said what I said.
Take it back while I drink my pumpkin spice coffee right now.
Is that a pumpkin spice mug?
Oh my goodness.
I refuse.
I love pumpkin so much. I miss pumpkin loaf. I used to eat that stuff all the time.
Is that what a pumpkin dump cake is? Like a pumpkin bread?
It's got to be similar to pumpkin bread. I don't know what else would you... It's like pumpkin cake.
The name throws me off. No, thank you.
The dump cake?
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm good on that.
By the way, whoever said they picked pumpkin spice Cheerios, again, lying.
Very much so lying.
Utah, Alaska, Massachusetts, that's not your number one food. Cheerios. They're heart healthy. You pick the healthy food?
I doubt the pumpkin spice ones are the heart healthy ones.
Come on. Fair enough. All right, let's get into what would DZ do.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, I see it's a dating issue.
Mm-hmm.
How do I let men know I'm interested? Well, I didn't write this. Who wrote this?
So Yvette hit us up.
Oh, Yvette.
Yeah, and said...
Talk to me.
Guys normally are more interested in my girlfriends than me.
Aww.
Because they're outgoing and social.
Aww.
I tend to stay to myself and have been told I can be standoffish, but that's not the case. I'm really just shy and kind of self-conscious about my self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriends I've had in the past have always been the first ones to make the move. But as I get older, I find myself wanting to initiate things with guys, but have been unsuccessful every time. Do you have any suggestions that could help me break this cycle?
Ooh.
You know, how do I let guys know I'm interested as a shy, introverted, soft-spoken person? Yvette.
Well, don't ask me. DZ, what's your advice? I have no idea.
Oh, you're going to leave it on me?
Yeah, because you don't ask me.
Wait, you're just going to spring out the... I thought you had an idea.
How does a shy person let dudes know that... I don't know.
I don't have this issue.
No, what do you... Trust me, you know what I'm thinking.
You know, man,
All right, I know what you're thinking,
but let me collect my thoughts.
Let's take your advice next. Anyone who wants to call or text 1-414-533-1037. You can text or call that, and we'll take to your advice next. It's my Halloween costume. I'm going to carry a boombox around with that song playing
all night long.
All night long. Okay, let's get back to What Would DZ Do.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, what is your advice now? Because what's her name again?
Yvette.
Yvette wrote in and says, how do I let men know I'm interested? She feels like her friends get more attention. Somebody wrote in and said, Yvette needs to get uglier friends. Would you stop?
Stop.
Stop it.
I got three guesses at who that is. And both of them are Destiny.
Okay, what's your advice for Yvette? She's shy.
I understand this. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a really shy individual myself.
Yeah.
Had to kind of work on that as you get older. When you're grown, though, it's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sound like this. I will say I feel like it's easier for women to do non-verbal flirting. By that, I mean a little look of the eyes, batting of the eyelashes, flipping the hair, looking down, looking
so
up.
Funny.
Looking down, looking up again.
Screw it. I was on a date this week. I have to tell this because of what you said, and I was being very shy because that's the way I am at first. And he kept going, "Your eyes, I feel like you're into me, but you're not. I can't tell." And I was like, "It's so what you're saying. Like, I look, I'm smiling,
yeah,
but I'm not.
but I'm not really giving you much.
But I'm not giving you anything else."
and dudes don't know what to do with that or how to process
that.
Or like you might get conflicting messages.
So what do you do?
I'd say do that.
Touch them.
Bat the eyelashes.
Touch the arm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let them come up to you when you guys are in a group. Maybe laugh when you don't feel like laughing. Make a brother feel good about something, but it's going to be nonverbal. If you're already shy, play that to your advantage. Figure out how to flirt as a shy person. Don't try to take yourself out of your comfort zone.
So that they know you're interested without...
Stay there.
Being,
you, without being not yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you're going to have to really go to an extreme case. What I do, do that. Flip the hair. Ah, you're so funny. Stupid. Smack him on the arm.
Sounds like something I would say.
You know,
or you're so funny, you stupid man.
Flip the hair. Bat the eyelashes. Do all these little things that'll let a man know it's my turn to go over there. Because they don't really realize that they're making the first move when women do that.
See, and I, as a woman, I'm like, man, it always goes the opposite, where they're hitting on us when we don't want them to. How come? It's like you can't win. You can't win,
well,
man.
Well, Yvette wants to win at something.
Yvette needs to win. It's just not fair. Amanda is in Racine, and Amanda said she's gone through this before.
Say less.
I mean, she's married, so hopefully it was before her marriage.
Whoever texted it was right before the marriage.
I assumed, but this might have been destiny too. Somebody texted in, just don't talk to guys, be a lesbian.
I mean, that could be somebody's solution. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, Amanda, what did you do when you had this problem?
Yeah, so me and my best friend would always hang out, and she was always the one that got hit on, but she was already taken. That was the bizarre thing. I'm like, come on, bros. Like, I'm single, everybody.
Hello. Why do people like people in relationships more? Why does that make people more attractive? I don't...
That's weird.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will say that. They'll say, the second I get in a relationship, all of a sudden I get messages from exes. Like, the second you're hotter or something in a relationship.
Well, because somebody else wants you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because you're more confident at that point.
That too.
Because I know that's... I get hit on more now than
that's
I used
true.
To.
That's
I'm like,
true.
I'm taken already, bro.
I know, and she turned me down too. So
rude. Sorry, Allie.
Amanda, so how'd you deal with this when you were going through it?
So I just started, like, saying hi more. Like, I started being more approachable. So I started smiling more, just trying to say hi, starting something.
Mm.
Even if I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I just started saying hi to everybody.
Oh, even if I...
Yay!
Ooh! Just make it a point.
Smile.
Not just with guys you're interested, but just everybody. Make it baseline.
Props to you, Amanda, for actually trying to come out of your shell a little bit. Most people would be like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good. No, thank you.
Go back in the shell.
Bye. Hermit crab.
Introvert. Bye.
Turtle.
Good for you. Good for turtle.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda, you have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Amber is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hey. What's going on? So, what do you think?
I am like the queen of extroverts. I met my husband online, but guys are very simple. It really boils down to how brave you are, not how introverted you are.
That's true.
If you walk up to a guy and you're liking the guy, walk up to him and just simply say, hey, I like you.
Okay, it sounds like you're a robot. Hold on, Amber. Amber, hold on. Your phone is cutting out a little. Are you on a Bluetooth or what's going on?
Hold on.
Yeah, you take us off.
Got us on speaker.
She's saying just go up and hit on them and don't be shy about it.
Shoot your shot?
I guess
so. Pretty much what I'm saying is that, like... It's about bravery, not about introvertedness.
Mm.
Like, just go up to them, and they're very simple. You're either going to get one of two answers.
You're either going to get yes or no. I mean, either they're going to like you or they're not.
I mean, just be like...
But hold on, though.
I like
Amber,
you.
The whole reason... I mean, even extroverted people are shy because of a fear of rejection at times. It's
true.
So much easier said than done. She's saying just fake it till you make it, essentially.
Kinda. Saying, like,
That's
listen.
That's what she's saying.
Up the braveness and just do it. Stop caring about when somebody's going to reject you. If they're going to reject you, just do it.
Yeah, Lori from Cedarburg.
They don't know at the end of the conversation whether they like you back or not.
True.
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 She said, I almost lost it when you said turtle.
My bad.
All right, Amber, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
Somebody else texted and said, be the third wheel. Only hang out with girlfriends that have boyfriends. So when you guys are out, you're the only available option. I've seen people do that before where it's like, oh, she's the only single one. Guess she'll do.
Doesn't that get drawing and daunting, though, when you're sitting there always third wheeling?
No, because she's convinced they like her because she's the only option. So she's like, he likes me, but it's like, no, you're the only single one.
What if still no option comes about? You're still now on a third wheel date.
That's true.
By yourself.
You're right, actually. You're right.
Dang it.
You're right. Never mind. Get out of there, loser.
Hey, listen, I said what I said. Everybody else said what they said. Mm-hmm. Yvette, pick what you want to do.
And good luck.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
woo! I'm laughing at what I wrote down.
Oh yeah. It made me giggle.
I wrote down at 7:20 in the morning, let the listener audit begin. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Mother bleepers.
I used a very naughty word because we have a show guide every day, and I can see that I said right here is where I want to start auditing the regulars because we've talked about it for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you've brought it up a couple times, and we're like, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and we keep giving y'all chances.
Well, I mean, now it's like for real. Today's October 19th. Mm. I just said today is the anniversary of my surgery. Yep. 1 year since I had all my stuff done at a loom. Today. And you joined me in January. The show's been going long enough now that we can start cutting people if they haven't called in. Mm-hmm. And I understand some people cannot get in. Well, you've had plenty of chances. We gave you the summer off. We're back.
We back in full swing. You should be too.
And people can, you know, it's not that they can't call, but I just want to see here. Could you pull up some of the regulars right now? Because we already know who some of the keepers are. But who in there is ready to be kicked out? I feel like there's quite a few. I can't see them.
Let's see. Honestly, Tiffany.
Let me see. Here we go. Now I can see them all. Okay. Abby and Waukesha, safe.
Okay.
Amy and Muskego, safe. Amanda and Racine, safe. Amanda and Waukesha, safe.
Safe, yeah.
I'm looking at all these people. Ashley and Cudahy, safe.
Angie and Lake Geneva, safe.
You know what? The first one I see, Brian and Kenosha, you're out.
Really?
Where have you been, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
You've never even talked to Brian. I met Brian last year. I don't know where he went. He's out.
Let me hear this song, because I don't even think I've heard it ever.
See? Yeah, he's out. Brian. Nope.
Brian, we ain't heard your song in a very long time.
You know what? This is the 1 week warning. How's that?
One week warning. Let's keep going through the list and see.
All right, so Brian and Kenosha. Brian and East Troy, same thing. You got a call or you're out.
Got it recently, but you still got a call to keep it, big dog.
Who else we
What's
got
that?
Here?
Candace and Grafton.
Where the hell's she been?
That's what I'm saying. She's just herself and I.
CeCe in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Guys are all gonna get cut.
Ooh, and I know we're playing them now, but you ain't called to get it played. I did talk to Corey and Waukesha recently, so Corey's safe.
Who?
But Corey.
Oh, Corey and Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But what about Dan and Waukesha?
Nope.
Where'd
he
go?
Haven't heard from Dan in a minute.
He got it and was like, I got my song.
Do you know what
I
you're doing? Dan, you're wasting our theme songs. That's what you're doing. Because somebody else might want Mano, all the above. If you call 5 days in a row on this show, you get a theme song. Mm-hmm. And we have not audited in over a year. So now is the time. Because all these people work so hard to get their theme songs. And we're going to have to cut them because then they don't call.
Where'd Doug 2 go? He ain't called either.
Oh, Doug
Speaking
in
Milwaukee. Speaking of not calling.
Doug
2, yes.
Not Doug 1. Doug in Milwaukee safe.
Hey, yo, Smooth. No, Doug in Milwaukee, we talked to him, but this Doug.
Doug 2.
Come on.
Doug 2 and Fox Point worked so hard to get that song.
And we're only down 2 rows so far. We still got 6 rows to go, basically.
We do. We are only 2 down. Oof. You know what? I'm getting mad. Because there are like 40 in here who call all the time. And I can see you guys. And I'm not clipping you guys. I promise. You guys are going to stay.
Another 2 that I'm like, Gary in Sheboygan or Jack in Port Washington?
Oh, wait. Jack's out. Jack moved.
Did he?
Jack moved. We can pull him off.
Oh, well, Jack, bye.
Not that he can't listen on the Odyssey app there. Mm-hmm. And who was the other? Oh, Gary
in Sheboygan.
Been a minute.
He got Pac.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute for real.
You know what? Pull up line 3 quick.
Line 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here. Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
Allie, it's Lisa in Sheboygan.
Safe.
Well, okay.
You're safe.
I know you're going alphabetically, but you're stressing me out because Elle's right in the middle of the alphabet.
well, Lisa?
Lisa, you're safe.
You good, ma.
Woo!
Promise you.
We promise.
Even Santino's safe. Santino can stay as well because we've talked to him recently.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Well, he's a Lions fan, so whatever.
He's a Lions fan. Okay, wait. Maybe we're suspending him for football season.
Give him a timeout.
Timeout. Okay, well, we are going in alphabetical order, and most of these people, as I'm looking, do call.
Oh, yeah.
But like Jade in Sheboygan, I miss you.
Where you at, Jade?
I know who you are, Jade.
Where you at,
called
Jade?
In a minute. Jackie, Eliana, and Brookfield. We haven't heard from them. They're no scrubs.
I don't know who half these people are.
That's
you're reading off, by the way.
They're about to. We have to cut them.
Oh, no.
These people are going to get cut if they don't call within the week. I'm sorry. It's just that's the way it's going to be. Thank you, Lisa. I can see now the phones are going. All right, well, let's go to the next one. Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
Bye.
See, I don't know if these are going to be regulars or if these are going to be people trying to get their song not deleted.
Yeah.
Let's try line 2. What
line
the hell?
Okay, let's go.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this? Oh, boy. Radio's loud. Hello, Kiss FM.
Sorry.
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, it's saucy.
It's one of the originals. Saucy, you're never getting cut.
Good, thank goodness. But I did notice, along with Amanda from Racine, her and I both noticed.
Yeah.
There is actually two people with the same theme song.
No. What?
No.
No.
Who?
Yes. Who? Then you played the wrong theme song last week for somebody, because it was like, wait a second, there was two people with the same theme song. What is going on?
Might have been us.
Yeah, it could have been
us. It was probably human error.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
AKA, I pressed the wrong button.
Our bad. It's all good.
All right, well, you're safe, Sandra. Sandra is not going anywhere.
Okay, guys, much love.
Bye. Sergio in Milwaukee, though? Haven't heard from him in a minute.
Where did Sergio go?
Where did he go? Where's Rebecca and Hale's Corners?
Yeah, where are all these people at?
I do want to give a shout out to the ones who do still call all the time, like the Saucy Sandras, the Tanyas in Kenosha, the Santinos, Lisa in Sheboygan, Ryan from Alabama, Amanda in Racine, Karen in Tishigan, Julian Oak Creek calls almost every day.
Yeah, but
these are the people. Listen, you come into our bar, we want to know how you're doing.
That's
you're
right.
The regulars.
That's right.
And if you don't call, you're not a regular anymore.
Where's the Samanthas and Waukesha's? Where'd y'all go? Where'd she go?
I don't know. I forgot she even had a theme song, honestly.
See?
Okay, 1 week. We're at 1 week until you are going to be cut if we don't hear from you.
T-minus, tell everybody you know. If you got a theme song, you're on the chopping block.
Yeah, everyone who we've heard from, safe.
Mm-hmm.
The regulars audit will continue on this show for the next week. Okay? You're welcome. Am I the Jerk coming up next? Well, apparently it's Air Your Grievances Day on Allie and DZ.
Oh, is it?
103.7 Kiss FM. Pull him up. Answer the phone. Look who's on the phone. Santino.
Yes. Good morning, family.
Good morning, bro. You're safe. We're not cutting you.
We
from
said
the
you were
regulars.
Good.
You're good, Santino.
What's
what
wrong?
Mean?
I know I'm safe, but the person that called me out ain't safe.
Oh, Lisa.
You and Lisa are friends.
They got beef in the streets.
Sheboygan, yeah. It's going down.
How's she gonna try to come at my Detroit Lions? She a house divided.
Well,
she a Packer fan, her husband a Bear fan. Like, come on now.
Well, then her husband's wrong too. You and
hey, chill. Okay.
Go Pack,
I would
go.
Say meet us on. The, I will say meet us on the field, but we already demolished the.
You know what? Get off the phone. You are getting cut. Never mind, Santino. You talk about the Packers. I will cut you from the regulars on this show. No, you didn't. Take it back right now.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it. Fine. He's suspended for 3 days. He can come back next week.
Bye, Santino. I'm sorry, man.
You cannot talk bad about the Packers on this show. Goodbye. No, goodbye.
Oh, he done.
Oh, well,
I got him. Bye. Goodbye.
I feel better now. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's is short and sweet, and it involves a parent not wanting to buy their kid a costume.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Angela wrote in and said, Allie and DZ, I heard Allie talking about costumes the other day and it triggered me.
Oh, of course.
Jeez.
Of course.
She said, am I the jerk for not buying my kid a costume? They cost too much. They only wear them once. And no, just no. Not to mention they never know what they want to be and I'm sick of deciding for them. So am I the jerk for not buying my kid a costume? That's it. Yes. I don't know. Is she?
Did she say how old the kid was?
No, there's so much pressure.
But they're a kid, man. This is the experience of a child.
This is the fun.
You know, the fun. You go out for candy, and if you're not wearing a costume, some people will look at you bogus and be like, that's not a real costume.
Yeah, 100%. You just want candy, but you didn't partake in the holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think about how much goes into it from a parent standpoint versus the kid. The kid just has one big memory of Halloween, and it's great.
Yeah.
But now being on the other side as a parent, we've put so much into this one day. I mean,
well, and they'll wear it like once at school for a Halloween party at school, and then once on trick-or-treating if you go once or twice, depending on what neighborhood you go to. But that's it.
And
then they'll never fit it again.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's a really cool mask, that kid's not gonna keep it and wear it. You know
gone.
What I mean?
It's done.
And then it ends up at Goodwill.
Yep.
But that's gonna be my suggestion, dog. Like, you are a jerk. I do think you are a little bit of a jerk, because as a child, that is the most important thing.
Yeah,
all the kids are talking about, what are you going to be? I'm going to be a Lego dude. I'm going to be a Transformer.
Why are you going to punish your kid?
That part.
Because you don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
I don't want to deal with a lot of things that my kids do. Mm. Do you think I want to drive them around to their activities? No.
Speak on it.
But I do.
And I get it. They're expensive. Yeah. Nobody's trying to pay 50, 60 plus for a costume.
That's part of the issue with Halloween costumes. They've gotten obnoxious if you're not just making them yourself at this point. I was looking at stuff the other day. It's $60
it's
for
terrible.
One little piece of cloth, and you're calling it a costume.
Oh, you
I could be a ghost for zero, okay? My sheet will work.
$60 for thread. Bro, what happened to the days of us being robots out of cardboard boxes?
Right?
Come on now.
Right?
We used to make our own costumes. We didn't really do too much. Like, my little sister got to wear a few different costumes, but when we got to our own age of what we wanted to decide to be or whatever for Halloween, it was up to us. If we wanted to make it, we had to figure it out. Or if we wanted to buy it, we had to buy it for ourselves. I don't think that's the case here.
That might be the solution, though, to just make something for them, because she doesn't want to buy her kid a costume. Is she the jerk? Angela says, you know what? They cost too much. They only wear them once. And no. 1-414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and let us know what you think. I see a little bit of both. Somebody said, total jerk, in all caps. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, not a jerk. Somebody else said, for kids, it's the best night of the year.
Yep.
All right, we're going to talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Angela wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to buy her kid a Halloween costume because they're expensive. They only wore them once. And no, just no, to quote her email.
No, just no.
No, just no. Let's go to Kevin in Sheboygan this morning and see what he thinks about this. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm. So I get the portion of it being expensive, but if you're going to be doing that to A, create a memory for your child and then all of that, you are the jerk with that, because not only that, like my son, he's got autism in that. Mm-hmm. He wore his Olaf costume for more than just Halloween.
Different days.
Hudson did that with Superman. He wore it everywhere Spider-Man. He wore it for like 2 years. To the grocery store.
That is true, though. Like, I forgot. I didn't even think about that.
Like, you could sit there and you know, have him wear it or...
It's like when
kid.
It's like when girls wear their dresses to the store, their dollhouse dresses.
Yeah,
around.
You see the little fairy
kind of play, like, any kind of play stuff you could wear anywhere.
Yeah. And as a kid, who's like gonna look at you and go, "Kid, you're not supposed to be wearing your fantasy costume any other time, unless that's what mom's doing,
right?
Unless that's what Angela does."
I did that growing up too. Like, you know,
you wore your costume everywhere.
I had my army uniforms. I had my Pokemon. I had my stormtroopers. You know, like,
dude, Kevin's at work right now in a giant suit, a Pokemon suit. He's
Kevin wearing a dragon costume right now at work.
He's like, "What's the deal? What's the problem?" So fun to be a big kid.
I went into work because we got called in when I was in the Navy, and that I was in my full Joker costume.
Oh, geez, come on, Kevin.
And I got yelled at for having the spray painted, or not spray paint, but the
face paint, all the. Yeah.
No, the spray and hair, because it's green. Regulation.
Kevin, I wouldn't even want to see you driving down the street dressed as the Joker. That would freak me out, man. I'm just trying to have my coffee and bagel on my way to work, and I look over, and there's this guy.
That's why Kevin said jerk, because he's in a costume right now.
All right, enjoy your dragon costume. We'll talk to you later.
bye,
Kevin. Heather is calling from Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing okay. I'm going with not the jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
I have a child myself, and she...
Bleak them kids.
She's had years where she couldn't decide what she wanted, or she decided she didn't want to go, and then last minute she decided she wanted to go, and she wanted me to go out and buy a costume. I was like, you had time.
Yeah.
You didn't notice.
So she feels it.
So we would come up with at-home things, like, because she's got plenty of clothes, and she had play-doh. We pulled out princess dresses, because she had dresses that were nicer, and I have crowns, because I like to run fair. She had fat ears. You know, we would do something that we could. could do. And it was a good memory because we were putting together the costume ourselves last minute. And guess what? She no longer decides last minute because she knows mommy ain't going to buy.
Okay. Mommy don't play that.
So then what you're getting at, hold on, Heather. Heather's saying not the jerk because at this point, if they can't make up their mind, it's on the kid.
It's a learning experience for real. I mean, honestly, if you can't decide and then last minute go, no, but mommy, I want to be, can we go right now?
Yeah. Bruh,
Halloween is tomorrow. No, we can't go right now.
Right. Like Amazon can't get it here by tomorrow at this point because Halloween costumes end up being so far out because everybody gets them, you know? My Squid Game costume year or two ago came in November 15th or something crazy. I was so mad. I was so mad about it. That's the kind of stuff you deal with if you're not prepared with costumes.
Yeah.
If you want to be ready.
Yeah,
you
know? And that's why Heather's saying not the jerk because she understands.
I'm siding with her. What the hell? Okay, Heather, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. And last but not least, Anna is in Milwaukee. And Anna, good news, you're safe. We've been doing all this talking. We're not going to cut you from the regulars. You made it.
You good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anna, do you think Angela's a jerk for refusing to buy her kid a Halloween costume?
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the jerk.
Don't be sorry.
Right. No. Just explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, we don't know how old this kid is. You know, and like everybody's been saying, you know, those are good memories. You know, I have two kids and I got them costumes every year. I mean, you can make them. You can go to the Goodwill store, you know, and get something there.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, you know, unless the other caller where her daughter never, you know, didn't want to go trick-or-treating, fine. But, you know, we don't know the whole story. But to me, it's a childhood memory that you're taking away just because you don't want to go get a costume.
Somebody said she could put it on Facebook. Does anybody have a costume? And whatever size her son wears. Mom, look out for the moms, look out for the other moms and kids and everybody when they do that. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
people
you can do that too.
People always do free stuff. Here, take it. My kid wore it a year ago, never touched it again. Here, yours.
A lot of people saying go to Goodwill, get a cheap costume. Somebody else said, one time when I was too poor to buy costumes for my kids, I rubbed their clothes in dirt and painted their face like a zombie. Easy, cheap zombie.
Gee,
good for you, parent, whoever wrote that in. I don't know if it was a mom or dad, but wow.
And I've been reminiscing a little bit about my experience as we've been talking. Some of my favorite costumes were costumes that I pieced together myself in high school. Let me just tell y'all quick. I dressed up as Flavor Flav.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Where's the clock? Do you still have it?
My mom had like pink sweatpants and like a pink blazer, right? And I was like, oh, mom, let me get this. I put those two things on, matched perfectly, and then we had a shower clock, of all things. I just took apart the shower clock, put a rope through it, and it was my clock. It was my flavor. One of my favorite costumes to this day.
Well, somebody texted in and said she should just do the right thing, buy a costume, and then return it to Amazon.
There you
what
go.
The hell?
Well, there you go.
All
okay.
Right, Anna, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
I had to read that one. That one was funny.
But we decide. Yeah, Angela's the jerk today,
definitely,
man.
Definitely. You ready to give away these Jonas Brothers tickets?
Oh, you know it.
Let's go. Caller 33. We're keeping it moving today. 1-414-533-1037. Caller 33. You are going to go see the Jonas Brothers when they come to town November 20th at the Fiserv. Good luck. You know you were dancing to Jonas Brothers. Don't act like you weren't in your little car.
You don't got
to
bust me out like that, okay?
You know, in your big truck, too. I saw you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Jonas Brothers coming to Milwaukee. They're going to be at Fiserv next month. Kendall's on the phone in Lake Geneva this morning. Good morning, Kendall.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
What you up to?
I only got to call in because I took the day off today, and I figured I would just try it out. I can't believe that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it worked out.
And when you were so close to winning.
I know, you're caller 32. Dang. Thank you for trying.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, maybe.
Just kidding. Going to Jonas Brothers. Wouldn't that be so mean? We'd be so mean if we were like,
bogus.
You were one off. Thanks for calling.
took today off just to try to win tickets.
And still didn't.
No, it worked out, Kendall. Let's go.
Kendall, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. They will be at Fiserv November 20th. Have you ever seen them in concert?
I've never been there. I'm super excited. And I've never seen Jonas Brothers.
Wait.
So. You've never been to the Fiserv?
I have not.
No. Fiserv Forum is lit. Come on.
I'm so excited for you. You have to go to...
I can see rave baby.
What'd she say?
I said I'm a rave baby. That's the only place I've ever been.
The rave. And I get that. I'm a rave baby too, but Fiserv Forum got something to it.
I, I don't discriminate.
Right.
I go to all my friends' concerts and
thank
all
you.
Of them, and it's going to be awesome. Well, I'm glad you're going to get to go to Fiserv, and you'll see the Jonas Brothers, and then go back for a Bucks game after. See? So much to do at Fiserv. There you go. All right, hold on, Kendall. I got to get more info from you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Last pair tomorrow.
Ooh, don't get nervous, y'all. You can still win.
Seriously. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Travis Kelce is making changes in Kansas City to accommodate Taylor Swift, and I don't blame him. He just bought a $6 million home like that. More security, more gates, more everything in Kansas City, because they're going to need it with Taylor Swift following him.
More privacy.
Yeah. I mean, remember when Taylor Swift went to that wedding a few weeks ago, and the wedding pretty much, well, maybe it was a month or so ago, it was a disaster because so many fans just wanted to see her walking into a wedding. She ruined other people's wedding. Like, other people ruined the wedding experience because so many people showed up outside of this venue.
I do remember. Saying. Yeah, yeah. Anywhere it turned into a try to meet and greet Taylor at a wedding. Nah, son.
So it's like if they know she's going to be there,
it's over.
They're going to go crazy.
That's
so
terrible.
If she's going to be at your house, Travis, and it sounds like she is, then he needs more security and more stuff.
A little more seclusion.
$6 million house in Kansas City.
Ooh-wee, gated community, here we come.
Yep.
Good for them, man. I'm hearing wedding bells.
Really?
I said what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
I said he bought the house before he bought the ring. I said what I said.
Okay.
I said what I said.
I'm here for it. I want an invite. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. The nerve.
Oh, my gosh, for real.
The nerve.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, so let's call it a week's worth of time, right? Mm-hmm. We've been having somebody come into our door.
At your new house.
At our new house.
Bought a house.
Knocking. And it's the same person that keeps coming by.
Mm-hmm.
They came by last week. I want to say it started on like Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. They'd knock, wait for a second. Dogs would go crazy. Knock again, wait for another second. I'm not opening the
door.
They're
knocking twice.
They're knocking twice in one setting, right? And I'm every time I go to the door, it's the same exact person. This young lady in a official blue coat. I don't know what it is. Probably soliciting for something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I haven't opened the door. We haven't opened the door for anything, right?
Yep.
I see this person go to across the way, go to the other neighbors. Neighbors are opening the door, chatting it up. So I'm like, well, hopefully they don't come back. About an hour later, comes back again. Three times one day. I'm like, okay, this is getting a little excessive.
Yeah.
Fast forward next day, same thing. Comes back three times one day. Trying to knock. I'm like, okay, you guys aren't taking a hint.
Yeah.
Third day passes again. Several times knocking on the door. I'm like, bro, what the? Okay, now I'm getting upset. Now I want to open the door and be the guy. Yeah. So I'm trying to like not though, because again, if I'm not opening the door, take the hint. I've worked in situations and for companies that send you out to do cold calling, right? Or door knocking is what really it was. If you're not getting answered by that second time you come knocking and ain't nobody opening the door for you, if you can tell that somebody's home, that's a refusal. You got to take that for face value, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5 days straight. Yesterday was like the first day that they hadn't came by and knocked on our door. And weekends don't count, right? Weekends don't count because I don't think they work on weekends.
Yeah.
But 5 days nonstop knocking on our door multiple times, not taking the dang hint. No soliciting. I'm about to go buy a sign.
I honestly thought about getting a no solicitation sign or just making one because I was having this problem. And I still do. It happened the other day where they rang it twice, the doorbell. And I thought, what is wrong with you? Who does that? To the point where I got so mad. I thought, is something wrong?
Right.
So I got up and I went. I'm like, really? It's a sales dude walking down my driveway? You thought that was appropriate to ring my doorbell twice?
What is wrong with you? Thank you.
What is wrong with you?
And now I will say, we are told to knock, wait a second, give it some time if you don't think anybody's coming, but think somebody's home, knock again in case they maybe didn't hear.
But
maybe.
People have kids sleeping, kids napping.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm napping.
Thank you.
Leave me the hell alone.
I'm aggressive.
With you. It has gone up a notch for sure. And I remember during the election, they were going door to door with stuff. And I was outside one day and I could see this kid, see him every day,
up and down.
He's walking up and I could see the flyer he had and I go, don't even step foot on this driveway.
Don't do it, private property.
And the poor kid like ran away. And I was like, no, really. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want your pamphlet. I want you to stop coming up to my door, period. I don't care if you're for a politician. I don't care if you're trying to sell me a vacuum cleaner. I don't care. Don't come to my door.
I did. For real, though.
Annoys me.
Is that what I'm going to have to do?
Get a no solicitation sign?
Or just open the door on them and be like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it. Because my philosophy is just don't answer. Mm-hmm. I've said it before. You'll never know who's a scam. You'll never know who's trying to do what. Somebody could be trying to bust up into your house. You got one person at the front door while somebody's really scoping out the back door. Mm-hmm. Very preventative and very paranoid. I recognize this.
I don't have those thoughts that somebody's about to break in. I just don't answer because I don't want to.
Well, that too. I just
so
don't
that
want.
That works for me as well.
So am I going to have to open the door to actually give this person and hard refusal for somebody I don't know and don't want to speak to?
Can you yell through the door, go away?
I don't even want to do that because then they're going to know I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. DZ, they're going to know you're there when you open up and yell at them. You do get that, right?
Yeah, I guess you're
right. They're going to know you're there either way.
Yeah, touche. But then they're going to try to converse. No, we just want to talk really quick.
You have to do what I do at Walmart when the people near electronics try to stop me. You just be really crazy with a fast walk.
Mm.
Like pretend like I'm walking past you and you're trying to sell me whatever they're
hey, AT&T or something. Hey ma'am, I'd like to ask who your phone provider is. No, just real quick, one question. Okay.
And guess what?
Okay.
I'm already down by the milk. I'm right. So far gone, you can't even find me right now, can you?
And they can't leave their post. But it
you
just changes.
You don't make eye contact and you don't speak other than nope.
See, what we do when we're at stores is we tell them we got whoever they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever provider they are. Oh, no, we got you guys. Who's your provider? Y'all. Are you happy with your service? Love it. Yep, thank you.
That's actually funny.
Love it. It's amazing.
That's actually a good idea. That's really good.
But now I'm to the point where I'm not even laughing at this anymore.
No, this is annoying, and it's every day. And they're coming back, though, because they think you're not there.
Well, and one thing you brought up is we got kids napping. That's exactly what happened on multiple occasions, where the dogs go crazy, Sammy's in the middle of a nap, and now I'm worried about that. She just woke man up and ruined nap time for all of us.
You want to talk about an angry parent? Bring the doorbell and make the dogs bark during nap time.
Boy.
DZ, we don't have nap time anymore, but I feel the pain on that. That will make my blood boil.
5 days in a row, though? Really,
somebody
though?
Said, tell the boss they need to stop coming to your door and tell them to train their people better because their behavior is excessive and inappropriate. We don't even know who they work for.
I might have been able to peep out who they work for.
Then
I might have been able
somebody.
To peep out who they work for, but the principle is stop coming to my door. You've gone to everybody else on the block. All the other neighbors open the door. Take that. Know that this is the rejection house. We are not the house to come to anymore. Please and thank you.
No kidding. Somebody said, this is why I have a sign on my mailbox on my front lawn and back door just in case. One says baby sleeping dog barks.
Ooh, that's smart. I like that.
Well, I mean, and I'm at the point now where a lot of times if I get food delivered, it's leave it on the porch. Don't you dare ring the bell.
No contact.
Yeah.
You do the no contact option?
Even after COVID, I'm like, leave me alone.
I don't got to see you. Thank you.
You see that chair? Set it down on the porch and keep it moving. I don't want to have any contact. Are
you're
you crazy?
So right.
It's
you are
true.
So right.
I will never see your face ever again if you deliver food. Never. And I heard that they love it anyway that way, the delivery people. Okay. How do you get people to stop coming to your door, more importantly?
How have you?
1-414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. How do you get people to stop coming to your door? It's nothing more annoying. I see your texts coming in. We'll read those in a second. But this is a problem for DZ. And honestly, I can relate to this. I've had multiple people come to my door during the day and annoy me when I don't answer ever. And I don't know what they want. And I don't want I'm not interested.
I couldn't tell you the last time we've been solicited this aggressively. Honestly, it's getting OC.
I feel like it's because you bought a house and now you're experiencing it. It's like almost like they knew before.
Oh.
It's different.
Well, now.
Somebody said, tell them you're a renter. See?
I technically am renting in my own house. You know what I'm saying? The mortgage is a rental.
Right. Right, exactly.
Nah, chill out.
Kayla's calling from Oak Creek, though, this morning. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning. I just have to say that, honestly, they don't care. Like, you literally need to get on your camera and say, go away, because I have a sign on my door that literally says, please excuse not knocking on my door, not ringing the doorbell from an angry mom because my daughter is sleeping and my dogs will go crazy.
Yep.
And you know what? They still do it. They don't care. And I'm like,
really?
Are you kidding me? Like,
oh my gosh.
Sign is right there on my door. I know you can read it. And they still do it.
Well,
just
maybe
don't
they
care.
Can't.
Disrespectful, man.
Somebody said, get a ring camera.
And just like DZ, I just moved into a home, and you know what? I get on that camera, and I'm like, go away. I don't want it.
Maybe that's what I'm going to need to do.
Literally all you got to do. That's all you can do.
Let's talk to people through that and say, go away.
I'm going to keep having to do that then.
Someone needs to educate
all these millennials and those who work on going door to door and need to tell them that their work ethic needs to change, as far as if someone doesn't want your soliciting, then they don't want it. And you need to accept that, like DZ said, as a rejection.
This is aggressive sales, and nobody's here for that. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Kayla.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Megan's in Milwaukee. Megan, we're trying to figure out how to get the solicitors to leave DZ alone.
You got help for me?
I have a 20-month-old, so it's a big pain. Oh, and I also have a barking chihuahua with a big front window that my son can see these people on. So I grab him, we hide, but I have bought one that specifically goes right on my mailbox, which is right by my front door. So if they do not read it, this mom does open up that door and say, "Don't you ever come back to my house."
Angry.
But I try so hard to get this baby down, and he's not the easiest. So once I get him down, do not wake him up. So signs are all over.
Dude.
All over.
There's nothing worse than waking a sleeping kid in someone's house. You're asking for it. Every parent gets it, dude.
What I'm hearing from Megan's end is that I'm going to need multiple signs then.
And Amazon has all different kinds.
You know I'm going to get one in both languages, too.
Everywhere, good luck, and congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you. Congratulations on you and your baby.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day, and I hope they stop.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Because we're going
to
have a newborn in this house soon. Your newborn's going to be here in a month.
Listen, if this continues on when we have this newborn, I will be the OC parent that's going to be sitting on my front stoop just waiting on somebody when nap time comes.
I'll sit with you. Get me a lawn chair. I'm in.
What's up?
So we see the guy. I'm like, roll through. I dare you.
I'll bring the couch outside just so we're comfortable.
I'll be out there with my Nerf gun.
What's up?
Pull up.
Pull up. Try me. Oh, do I look like I'm solicitable?
Next thing you know, Allie does the fight. I'm running as fast as I can. I just tackle the guy in the front yard.
I'm waiting on it. I love the imagery.
All right. Mel is in Edgerton this morning. Hey, Mel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have two kids, ages 3 and 1. So I get the whole, don't ring the doorbell, but we have a Google doorbell. They ring the doorbell and it's a nice little, quiet chime that goes to my little Google speaker. And I talk to my phone and I say, please go away. I'm not interested. I have sleeping kids. And if they don't go away, I go downstairs and I literally kick them out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Somebody said they disconnected their doorbell, which is not a bad idea. They said we also had a sign on our front door that said, do not ring the bell. Do not knock. Children sleeping.
That's part of the problem.
I don't have signs because it hasn't been a problem since the doorbell is really quiet. And if they knock, but I tell them through my phone, I'm not interested. Please go away. And if they don't go away, I go downstairs and I literally kick
them
out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you how bad it got? It got to the point a few days ago where I purposefully left our dogs downstairs a little bit longer because I knew they was about to knock and I knew little man was about to go down for a nap, so I was not playing that game.
You got
to
put a sign out.
I got to put multiple signs up.
And then if they still keep coming back, you're going to have to be like, open the door and be like, that's it.
You want to see the wrong guy? I'm the right one.
Right. And by the way, Ellie's in the back with a Nerf
What's
gun.
Up?
So look out.
What's up? Mel, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Bye, Mel.
Good luck, DZ, and congratulations.
Thank you. Bye.
When are you going to tell everybody the baby's name, by the way?
I'm going to say it right now.
No, you're not.
No, you're right.
You better not.
No, you're right. I'm not.
Because they have a name picked out, but you haven't said it on the air yet.
We do have a name picked out. Some people might have already heard it, but not many people at all. Mm. We do got the name. If you don't know, it is a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I will say. No, I'm playing.
You better not.
No, I'm not. I'm not ready for all that.
You cannot say it. You have to warn people you're going to do it.
I'll do
maybe
it.
Maybe next few weeks.
Maybe next, in the next few weeks.
Or you do it when the baby's born. And that I waited till Owen was born and Hudson to say their names. Everybody knew what I was having, but I didn't tell their name until they were born.
Oh, see, no. I want to say the name before so that everybody can put positive energy towards our baby.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you know the baby's name, then you can positive energize, whatever you do to put your hands up and go, take care of him.
Take care of him.
So I do want to reveal the name so that everybody's energy brings this baby the right way.
Okay. I can't wait.
Not yet, though.
Okay. Works for me.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.